In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, indeed we have inaugurated for you a clear victory, that Allah may forgive you what is past of your sin and what is to come, and that He may perfect His blessing upon you and guide you on a straight path. And Allah will help you with a mighty help. It is He who sent down composure into the hearts of the faithful, that they might add faith to their faith. To Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. That He may admit the faithful, men and women, into gardens with streams running in them, to remain in them forever, and that He may absolve them of their misdeeds. That is a great success with Allah. That He may punish the hypocrites, men and women, and the polytheists, men and women, who entertain a bad opinion of Allah. For them shall be an adverse turn of fortune. Allah is wrathful with them, and He has cursed them, and prepared for them hell, and it is an evil destination. To Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Indeed, we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of good news and warner, that you may have faith in Allah and His Apostle, and that you may support Him and revere Him, and that you may glorify Him morning and evening. Indeed, those who swear allegiance to you swear allegiance only to Allah. The hand of Allah is above their hands. So whosoever breaks his oath breaks it only to his own detriment, and whoever fulfills the covenant he had made with Allah, He will give him a great reward. The Bedouins who are left behind will tell you, our possessions and our families kept us occupied, so plead to Allah for our forgiveness. They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Say, who can be of any avail to you against Allah, should He desire to cause you harm, or desire to bring you benefit? Rather, Allah is well aware of what you do. Rather, you thought that the Apostle and the Faithful will not return to their folk ever, and that was made to seem decorous to your hearts, and you entertained evil thoughts, and you were a ruined lot. As for those who have no faith in Allah and His Apostle, we have prepared a blaze for the faithless. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whomever He wishes, and punishes whomever He wishes, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Those who are left to stay behind will say, when you set out to capture booty, let us follow you. They desire to change the word of Allah. Say, you shall never follow us, thus has Allah said beforehand. Then they will say, you are envious of us. Rather, they do not understand, but a little. Say to the Bedouins who are left to stay behind, you will be called against a people of a great might. They will embrace Islam, or you will fight them. So if you obey, Allah will give you a good reward. But if you turn away, like you turned away before, He will punish you with a painful punishment. There is no blame on the blind, nor is there any blame on the lame, nor is there blame on the sick. And whoever obeys Allah and His Apostle, He will admit him into gardens with streams running in them, and whoever refuses to comply, He will punish him with a painful punishment. Allah was certainly pleased with the faithful when they swore allegiance to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, so He sent down composure on them and requited them with a victory near at hand and abundant spoils that they will capture. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah has promised you abundant spoils which you will capture. He has expedited this one for you and withheld men's hands from you so that it may be a sign for the faithful and that He may guide you to a straight path. And other spoils which you have not yet captured, Allah has comprehended them, and Allah has power over all things. If the faithless fight you, they will turn their backs to flee. Then they will not find any protector or helper. It is Allah's precedent that has passed before, and you will never find in Allah's precedent any change. It is He who withheld their hands from you, and your hands from them, in the valley of Mecca, after He had given you victory over them, and Allah sees best what you do. They are the ones who disbelieved, and barred you from the sacred mosque, and kept the offering from reaching its destination. And were it not for certain faithful men and faithful women, whom you do not know, lest you should trample them, and thus blame for killing them should fall on you unawares. He held you back so that Allah may admit into His mercy whomever He wishes, and had they been separate, we would have surely punished the faithless among them with a painful punishment. When the faithless nourished bigotry in their hearts, the bigotry of pagan ignorance, Allah sent down His composure upon His apostle and upon the faithful and made them abide by the word of God-wariness, for they were the worthiest of it and deserved it, and Allah has knowledge of all things. Certainly Allah has fulfilled His apostle's vision in all truth. You will surely enter the sacred mosque, God willing, in safety, with your heads shaven or hair cropped without any fear. So He knew what you did not know, and He assigned you besides that a victory near at hand. It is He who has sent His apostle with guidance and the true religion, that He may make it prevail over all religions, and Allah suffices as witness. Muhammad, the apostle of Allah, and those who are with him, are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. You see them bowing and prostrating in worship, seeking Allah's grace and His pleasure. Their mark is visible on their faces from the effect of prostration. Such is their description in the Torah and their description in the Evangel, like a tillage that sends out its shoots and builds them up, and they grow stout and settle on their stalks, impressing the sowers, so that He may enrage the faithless by them. Allah has promised those of them who have faith and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a great reward.